Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We are going to have, you know, we talked so much in the first hour, we get a chance to be able to talk about the wisdom moment. So we're going to talk about the wisdom moment for the day. The wisdom moment for the day. Of course, it is the second of the month. And so with that, we want to look at the second chapter of Proverbs. And the proverb for today is Proverbs 2:11. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 11. And it says, discretion. Discretion will protect you. An understanding will guard you. I mean, who doesn't want to be protected?
Right.
You know, who doesn't want to be guarded? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the word protect means this, to defend or guard from attack, invasion, loss, annoyance, or evasion. Think about it. It's to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guard is to keep safe from harm or danger, to protect, to watch over. Right now, you know, it's so important. Everybody's talking about it. We want to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be protected. We need to be protected. And we're surrendering right after right after right after right as if God can't protect us. And we're just foregoing God's wisdom. We're foregoing discretion and understanding that comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to come up with our own devices how to protect ourselves as if we could.
Right.
You know, if God chooses it not to be, it won't be. And so discretion and understanding is very important.
All right.
We got to what is discretion? This discretion is this, the power or the right to decide or act according to one's own judgment, freedom of judgment or choice, or the quality of being discreet. Think about this. Discretion is you getting involved in your life. It's not just assuming everybody else is going to work your life out for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to be involved. God's involved in your life. You need to get involved in your life. And God's not going to do your life for you, but if you use discretion, if you gain this understanding that we're talking about in the wisdom of God, and use discretion, it'll protect you.
Mm-hmm.
It'll protect you. But if you're not going to get involved in it, you know, you think about riding on the highway, and you know, I was riding my motorcycle, and I have a helmet and full face mask and a shield on, and as of that, we'll keep as I'm driving 55 miles an hour down the road.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, out of the middle of nowhere, this humongous bug, you know, hits me right in the face mask and splatters across there. And all of a sudden, it dawned on me, hey, a face mask is a good idea.
That's before you had it?
No. I had it.
Uh-oh.
I had the face mask. I was wearing it. And so, yeah, I know. Right. So the reason why I'm looking at you one eye today, no, is that, you know, but discretion said, you know, get a helmet. You know, mm-hmm. I learned about it. I've talked to people that rode before and people that rode and wrecked and different things. And I gained understanding, and I used discretion, and I put the helmet on. And the bug hit my shield, it did not hit me,
mm-hmm.
you know? But if you don't plan, if you don't get involved in your life, if you just let life happen to you, and you know.
And it will.
Yeah, it will happen. You know, people say, well, why didn't you? Well, they wouldn't listen, but it will happen eventually.
Yeah.
That we've just been in such a blessed land for so long, you know, that you could just, you've been able to do whatever you could do. And act a fool in leadership, and it seemed to be no consequences because it was like you're so padded like peanuts in a shipping box. You know, look at the things that are being done in government now, and it's like, how could that last that long? We're so blessed.
Mm-hmm.
You can be that wrong for that long, and we not yet fall.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a season coming that the cup is getting full, that we're going to have to get back involved and use discretion in our life and God's wisdom and follow the leadership of the Lord. And so... So I use discretion. If you don't use discretion, you know, an understanding is defined as this. The mental process of a person. In other words, your mental process. Right. Not someone else's mental process. Somebody says, just tell me. Just tell me.
Right.
What are they going to tell you? How do you know they're right?
Yeah.
You know, only God knows the motives of a man's heart. You need to hear people in your abiding relationship with God. You hear God's voice. And when they speak, the Spirit of God inside of you says, amen, or that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what amen means. It doesn't mean that's the end of a good song.
Yeah.
or good message. And so understanding is defined as a mental process of a person who comprehends or comprehension or personal interpretation. Again, you got to get involved in understanding. You have to educate yourself. If they gave their life, if they were willing, if they didn't know, if their founding fathers didn't know and they signed the Declaration of Independence and they signed the United States Constitution, that they didn't know whether they would actually live another day or not, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get involved. This is a representative government. You know, we are a republic, not a democracy. Let's make that available too, you know, under this particular blog today. And we have a segment on that and understanding that we were a representative government, but a representative government requires you to get involved. You can't just sit back and let it happen because life will hit us like a bug on a windshield. And if you're not prepared, you know, you're not going to be guarded and you're not going to be protected. And right now, and we're talking about, you know, wisdom that comes, you know, getting discretion and getting understanding that it guards us and it protects us. This is the wisdom moment for today. And so, you know, do you know that God says that he will give you as much wisdom as you want? All you have to do is ask for it. In James chapter 1, 5 through 9, he says this. He says, if any one of you lacks wisdom, if anybody, that means you, it means me, any of us, if mm-hmm. any one of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God.
Mm.
I mean, you can ask God for wisdom. You can say, God, I need some wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on and says, who gives generously to all without finding fault? He says, okay, I'll give you wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be given to him. Think about it. He says, but when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he'll receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, and here's the key, and unstable in all he does. Have you seen unstable people? They don't have discretion.
Yeah.
They don't seek understanding. They're not guarded. They're not protected. If you follow someone who has no discretion, you remember, he was like, how many times he's like, let's do this thing. He's like, oh, you're all over the map. You know what I'm saying? You're like,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, right?
Right, right.
I want to do this, but if we do this together, it's not going to be good.
Yeah, you're taking a long walk up a short pier.
Right, you know, you can have great intentions, but the short pier is going to drop you in the water in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to have discretion. And we can't want people to have it, therefore they have it. We have to know they have it or not. I mean, are you seeking God's wisdom? Are you one, you know, we want protection. We want, you know, to be guarded. And we can build as high fences as we want to around our country. But the truth is, if we don't seek discretion, you know, get involved in the process, what that means is me getting involved in decision making based on the wisdom that I got from God's word and my personal abiding relationship with him, which you can find out more about that at iabide.org. And then get understanding, then you'll be guarded, understanding that, you know, wisdom is the proper application of the knowledge and the understanding that you get. You can't just get, you know, knowledge. There's a lot of people that, if you can explain like this, that they have this knowledge, but they don't have any discretion. They don't have any wisdom. And imagine this person walking towards a corner in a room, and they just walk to that corner and they just stay in that corner because they don't have the wisdom to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
They just start arguing, but the corner's not supposed to be here, and that I don't understand. It's like, it's a corner. Turn around. I just don't remember. I've learned everything. I know everything. Of course, I've mastered in knowledge. Therefore, I'm puffed up, right? Knowledge puffs up. Mm. And this corner's not supposed to be here. But wisdom says, there's a corner there. Turn around,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But a prideful man would say, this is not supposed to be there. And he will stand in that corner like a two-year-old being disciplined by his parents, trying to figure out in his own mind why it's that way. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And right now, this very moment, America's standing in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
They're going, why is it this way and why is it that way? Why wisdom is crying aloud in the streets saying, turn, get discretion, get discretion, get understanding. Get involved in the affairs of life. If God is involved in your affairs and the affairs of men, shouldn't you be involved yourself? Don't think life just happens. It is a partnership with God under the leadership of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God. And that if we as the church would Get involved. Begin to abide. Don't just show up somewhere and have somebody tell you about God. You know, that's great that they're doing that, but you get involved in the God they told you about. You get involved with Jesus. You learn his voice. And coming soon to VFNTV.com, you know, it's going to be available for you on VFNTV, is the voice of the Lord, hearing the voice of God. You got my sheep know my voice, and they follow none other. They follow me, and they follow none other. Listen, you don't have to worry about, you know, who or where you're following if you're following Jesus, you know, because you're going to follow the voice of the Lord. You're going to follow what God is saying to you. And I'm going to just encourage you, think about this. If we want to not end up like you're going to hear and you heard Friday that Peter Wagner and Steve Hill talked about, that God just drops us.
Mm-hmm.
He just drops us and goes to another country where, you know, 10% of China right now are believers.
Mm-hmm.
And 25% are professing now in India to be Christians.
Right.
And America's dwindling down. It's the church. It's us. We have to rise to the occasion. A rapid church planting movement. That's what Vine Fellowship Network's about.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, be a part. Get involved. Quit going to it and start being the church. VFNfamily.org. VFNfamily.org. Using discretion and understanding. Today's proverb, moment of wisdom, is Proverbs 2, chapter 2, verse 11. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.